Well, Advent is a season of expectation and joy and patience. And I have lived all of those things this week. As if you don't know, I am almost 45 years old. That was not what I was. Just a couple of weeks of being 44, and this week I am engaged to be married.
No.
So you know, when I announced on Wednesday that I had a lot of people who were saying, "I just didn't think that was ever going to happen." And I said, you know, I've been patient. I've been in this season of Advent for a really long time. You're waiting for something, having expectation. And, it's just an amazing time for me. And I thank you for all of your congratulations and support and your prayers as the next, some things are happening. We both own houses, for instance, or homes. And we're going to have to consolidate all of these things. So it's going to be a busy time for us as we make this transition. And she's not here as she is on call today, so she's working as I'm working. So that just happens and will happen in our lives. But I'm excited about this and looking forward to it. But we are in the third Sunday of Advent. It seems like the fourth Sunday of Advent. We are talking about the main character, John the Baptist. And John is an amazing character. We actually heard a little bit about him last week in the Gospel of Mark, and we heard about how he was preparing the way for the Lord, and that, I said, was one of our goals during this season of Advent, in all of our lives, is to be preparing the way, getting ready for Jesus and getting ready for the next generation and making the world a better place in everything that we do. That is our calling as Christians, to be like John the Baptist. And not eating locusts, not wearing camel's hair outfits, maybe not that. But our work is to do this preparing for the mission and vision of God to happen in our lives. Today we heard from the Gospel of John about John the Baptist. And it's a little bit different. This first chapter is about the birth of Jesus, but it's not like the pageant that we're going to be celebrating a week from today. If the pageant were from the Gospel of John, it would be very short. About five verses of scripture, and no characters, just talking about how Jesus came into the world. How Jesus changed the lives of people by being here. The Word of God coming and being amongst the people. And then it was over. And it started talking about John the Baptist and what he was doing to make this right. To make this straight. And it talked about how these religious authorities came into where John was at the Jordan River, and they asked him a lot of questions about who you are. They were testing him. They were trying to make John say something that was going to get him in trouble. And I think it's really important in this season to think about what he said and how he said it. I think that response really is a good thing for us to be considering as Christians about how we live our lives. First thing is, they wanted him to say that he was somebody special. They said, "Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the coming back of Moses?" They wanted him to say that he had some special distinction. And John said, "I'm not any of those people. I'm a nobody. But I'm here doing the work that I've been called to do." I think that's really an important thing to remember, is that John said that we celebrate John, and he appears in all of the gospel lessons, and he is a major character at this time of year. But John was not somebody who thought too highly of himself. He didn't think that he needed any extra special things. And in a time, if you've been watching the news, when people who in power think that they need a couple extra special things, John the Baptist said, "None of that. It's not about me, it's about what I'm supposed to be doing. Those are the important things. I'm supposed to be making the world a better place, and it doesn't involve any extra perks for me. It actually doesn't result in anything special for me." That's an important piece of what John was doing when he was testifying about Jesus, when he was proclaiming about what Jesus was going to be bringing into the world. That was the first thing that I want to talk about. The second thing is that when they kept asking him, well, who are you? What are you doing here? John said, he quoted a passage of scripture and said, this is my mission statement. He quotes from Isaiah, and this is, if you look in your gospel lesson, it says here, it says, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. It's a passage from Isaiah, and this was something that John was passionate about. It was what he was there for. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has the same mission statement, but that was John's mission statement. He knew it. He knew that was his calling. Now, I then, as I was reflecting on this, I think there's a lot of great scripture that could be our mission statement, our individual mission statement, that we might be able to share. And so I collected a few of them, and I had to stop because we could have gone for a good, many days here. But here are some of the mission statements that might be good ones. This is from Micah. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. I think a great mission statement that somebody could take into their lives and proclaim like John the Baptist did when people asked him what was he doing there, what was his purpose. This is from Ephesians. For it is by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. A great passage of scripture. This is from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Then we have Genesis. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. It's a mission statement. We have this from Exodus. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Talking about how we are all united together in this work. This is from the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's a mission statement of many churches. This one from Matthew. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Another one from Matthew. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Another from Matthew. Matthew was in Sermon on the Mount is full of these. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. It's a mission statement. And this from John. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And from Romans, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. These are all great mission statements, and there are many more that you could have in your if you were reading the Bible, you could have these. John had this mission statement about preparing the way and being the one who was going to go ahead of Jesus, and that was his work. And I think that's all of our work. But we need to figure out what our mission statement is, what our individual call is, what we're supposed to be doing in our lives. And then we need to stick to it. We need to do it. And that's what John was all about. John was somebody who never got distracted from what his true goal was all about. His goal was to prepare the way. He was preparing a path, and he stuck to it. Now, there is a famous painting Matthias Grunewald painted many years ago. I don't know exactly what year it was. And Karl Barth, the 20th century theologian, had this painting from 1922 through the end of his life. He had this posted at his desk in his office, right next to it. He wanted to look at it all the time. And in this painting, it's of the crucifixion, you can see Jesus being crucified. You see people around there. You see an animal. But then you see John the Baptist. And he is on the right side of this painting. And he has his finger kind of pointed oddly, almost, kind of weirdly, he has his finger pointing toward Jesus. He said that he kept the attention on Jesus. He kept pointing forward to Jesus. And Karl Barth said, "I have this because it reminds me every day when I look at it that my work is to point people to Jesus." That's the work of being a Christian. We need to know what our goal is and what our life is and what our mission is as Christians, and then we need to continue to do it. We need to continue to look at it. And Jesus is the reason. We need to continue to look at that as we prepare our way through this season of Advent. As we get closer and closer to Christmas, we need to remember that we need to be pointing toward Jesus coming and being with us and celebrate this incarnation, this being with us that changes the life of all of us. It makes us different people. It leads us to do new things. So as we conclude this Advent season, as we have 1 week more to go, 1 Sunday more to go, before we have the celebrations of Christmas and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as we celebrate this time, I hope that we will remember that Jesus is the reason. We can determine what our mission statement is. We can memorize this passage of Scripture that will define who we want to be as Christians. Remember it and keep focused on it and know that we are always moving in that direction. That is our goal, and we must stay focused. That's what the season of Advent is all about, is remembering that, grounding ourselves and pointing ourselves in the right direction. So I call you to think about that in this last week of Advent, to think of John the Baptist and to think about your own mission statement and figure out what you are going to do with your life as we move forward into this new season of Christmas. Amen.
Amen.